JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we focus on the National Gallery of Jamaica, and stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. No longer will persons from the western and northern sections of the island have to journey to Kingston to view art pieces at the National Gallery of Jamaica. The gallery has recently opened a new branch, Gallery West, at the Montego Bay Cultural Center. Executive Director of the National Gallery, Dr. Valerie Poupey, says this is part of the gallery's upgrade plans to expand and grow its facilities and programs. Previously, there had been plans to have the gallery relocated. However, the executive director says they will remain at their current site and operate from different locations across the island.
Rather than to operate from one big building, I think a more networked kind of situation where you operate from different locations and can serve the needs of those different communities better, I think is probably the wiser route to go.
To serve Jamaicans better, the gallery has implemented a Sunday opening scheduled for the last Sunday of each month from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. During these hours, members of the public can view art pieces and be entertained for free. The National Gallery, which was established in November 1974, is the largest gallery in the English-speaking Caribbean.
Did you know that every drop of water you waste per second adds up to over 2,400 gallons per year?
Be a leak detective today and conserve on water.
Fix leaks and drips around the home.
Reuse water where possible to water plants and wash vehicles.
Don't play with pipes around the home.
Watch the amount of water you use and try and use less, especially to shower and brush your teeth.
Remember, water costs. So do the right thing. Conserve water and save.
Vision 2030 is a plan for Jamaica by Jamaicans. The plan includes the views of students, non-government organizations, churches, and public and private sector representatives from across the island and in the diaspora. Everyone has a part to play in transforming Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Let me take this time to remind all our listeners to take precaution when starting a fire and also to monitor it to prevent its spread. Remember, fire can destroy life and property in a matter of seconds. If you absolutely have to light a fire outside, ensure the area around the fire is wet. This will prevent it from spreading. And now, here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
Jamaica was not Jamaica like now. We'd have happy time. It was happy time going to school. Even though it's in the country, we have happy time. We never wear shoes go to school, though. We never wear shoes. We go to church because I grew up in church. I'm from the parish of St. Elizabeth. My name is Ferline Baker.
You too are invited to share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm, or you can give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Prince Moore. Until next time, keep safe.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.